We're talking this week about making it work, making the week between Christmas and back to school work, and not let it be a nightmare family disunity.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this is a crazy week because Christmas is over, so the hoopla is over, and now we're dealing with, okay, now we have to sort of regroup ourselves, get ready for the new year, but then there's just this week, this gap week, where the kids are driving me nuts. And okay, I can get them to clean a little bit, but there has to be more to this week besides the disappointment, the post-Christmas disappointment and the new year.
Well, there's actually a thought about depression after Christmas, that it our expectations are unrealistic. We're in the week, and all of a sudden, the kids are bored, and some of them actually want to go back to school. Some of them want to do nothing. Some of them want to become vegetables. And we have spent the first 3 days this week talking about building family unity by working together. But there's another way to build family unity, not only playing together, but serving together, finding ways of serving as a family, finding ways of going to serve somebody or something. I know that a lot of ministries are kind of shut down right now. There might be something at church. Is there anything we can do at church?
Right.
Is there anything we can clean at church? Can we help clean up after the Christmas pageant thing or whatever it is? But going as a family and doing something and having fun doing it. Is there a retirement center we can go to? Do we know an elderly person at our church who could really, really, really use a visit? Do we know an elderly person who is back from visiting their family, but now they're alone, that we can call and say, hey, can we come over and can we bring you some cookies? And making cookies to take to them after Christmas when they're in the post-Christmas valley.
Right.
Finding something to do with the kids after the Christmas event during this dead week as we head towards New Year's Eve, and we're going to talk about New Year's Eve in a little bit, but finding something to do, just something that where we can get our focus off of us and our focus on serving other people.
And you can use some of the things from Christmas still, some of the habits and the traditions that you use, you can linger them off, or you can linger with them throughout this week as well and still visit people, still sing Christmas carols.
Absolutely. You know? I think we can clean out our closets and instead of adding toys, replace toys and swap toys out and go drop off the toys that we're replacing, because how many more do we need at someplace else? But I think that this is a time for us to feel good about doing something for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Finding an opportunity, finding somebody we can take as a family where mom and the kids or dad and the kids, who's ever home, made something, could be food, could be something, or went over and repaired something, or went over and took care of something. Or, you know, kids, our next door neighbor lives all alone. Wouldn't it be fun to stretch the hose all the way over to their driveway and wash her car without her even knowing it? Let's just sneak over and do guerrilla warfare and go wash her car, and she'll come out and find a clean car. And as a parent, then you call without the kids knowing and you say, is it okay with you if we sneak over and wash your car? Well, the kids are looking for something to do for somebody else. We would love to wash your car. Is that okay? Would you let us do that? And, you know, she'll be cool. She'll be sharp. And if she's really cool, she'll come out and be totally shocked,
right,
and act shocked and bring and invite everybody in for cookies, and the kids will feel good about doing something. But find some way to do some random, neat things. 1 week between, we were sent over to Publix to get something, the kids and I, and we had extra time, and I had taken some days off, and we just started collecting the shopping carts in the Publix shopping center, and each decided to push in 3 or 4 shopping carts just as something extra to do. No one said thank you. That was okay. They're all in shock as these kids and I are pushing in shopping carts, but it was cool, and it worked.
Yeah, so things that take a little bit of time.
Random acts of kindness.
Right, and random acts of kindness. But you have to kind of get jacked up about it, because, I mean, you're making it sound exciting, but if I were to say, hey, guys, let's go clean a house and help someone out, they'll look at me, you know, cross-eyed,
I think we have to decide who we're doing it for, and we're really doing it for Jesus, and I've got to get stupid excited about it. I am so pumped to do this. And I'd always wear a stupid hat, you know, or whatever. And we're going out to do this, and they're laughing. And before they know it, we're doing it. And yes, we're not going to dig the foundation for a building. I mean, it's an hour thing that we're doing, because then we go do a download and we go sit and get a soda somewhere and we talk about how'd that make you feel and what did we. And the download is even better as a family of what we did of delivering those cookies to so and so. something during this holiday where the focus is off of us. The focus has been so on us. And all of a sudden, what'd you get? What'd you get? What'd you get when you get back to school rather than what'd you do? Well, let me tell you something cool we got. We got to do something for the, really? Yeah, we got to do this. We went down to the shelter, or we went and did this, where we actually participate in helping somebody else. We actually participate in investing in somebody else. But that's not going to come up randomly. And you got to look around, and there's always something you can do. You know, like wheeling back in the garbage cans for Mrs. Solomon next door and putting them up by her garage door so when she comes out, they're not out front anymore. Mm. Sneaking, doing sneaky things, you know, deliver something to pastor's house and be sneaky about it. Something that we gave him, and he's going to see us, and that's okay. Is there something we can do? Or show up at the church office because everybody's bummed that they got to work during the week between Christmas and New Year's and deliver something, and call ahead of time to the whatever people at the office and say, can we deliver cookies? Are you all there? What time are you closing today? Go, we're going to deliver cookies, and let them know we're delivering cookies from our house. Just something to do for somebody else. So all of a sudden, people see my kids, and my kids feel like they're somebody, rather than just sitting around doing nothing.
And it's important that you do it together. A lot of times, especially teenagers, they'll grow up and they all of a sudden think, my mom, my dad's a moron, and I don't want to do anything with them, and they're embarrassing, and mom's always trying to take pictures, and dad's making dumb comments. And so to do something together, whether it comes out the way they want to or not, I think at the end of the day, they do admit that, okay, well, my parents are my parents, but at least we could do this together. And it does promote family unity.
And that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to build a family team. So, you know, we would have a reading night where Rosemary would read one of everybody's favorite books that we have to read every time during the break. And something about some squirrel and some house party for Christmas or whatever. We read it every time. And everybody, even when they were teenagers, it was such a routine. It was such a tradition that they knew it. And we would kind of go into it saying, ugh. And then all of a sudden, everybody'd be in. But I always, always, always wanted to get our focus off of us and get our focus off of just being bored because there's nothing happening for me, and get the thought of doing something for others, going that extra mile at Christmas. And we also, by the way, had a family bigger chore. Sometimes it was pressure clean the deck out back during the break. And everybody got all in on that. And yes, it was tedious. Yes, we did a lot of laughing. Yes, Dad ended up getting soaked, and we had to teach each other it hurts to pressure clean other people's bodies.
Yes.
But at a distance, it's somewhat worth it. And we had to decide, this is what needed to be done, and we did make it fun, and everybody knew we were doing that or whatever. But we just waste this week, and the kids become blobs, and let's get the focus off of them. So I think one of the other things we want to do is, okay, if tomorrow's Friday, what can we do for somebody else? Let's have a meeting. It's Thursday. What can we do for somebody else on Friday? What is something we can deliver? What is something we can make happen? What is something we can minister to? What is a chore? What needs to be done? What car can we wash? What can we do for another person during this break time? And get creative. And you're going to have that one child that gets into it. Everybody else doesn't want to do it.
Right.
But one child's going to get into it and go overboard. Let's paint their house. I mean, you'll do something totally ridiculous. Now, we can't quite go to that level.
Right.
But what can we do to bring happiness to this other person? Let's pick a person who's alone and imagine what it's like to be alone, and let's go over there and maybe do something like play a game with them. Hey, can we come over and play Monopoly with you? Are you doing anything this afternoon? And that's when Irma got all jacked when we went over and baked a pecan pie. And it was kind of a funny pecan pie. Irma's not with us anymore. She was an older lady, so I can say this. It was horrible. I don't know what ingredients she left out, but it was horrible.
But that's part of the
experience. It was hilarious. The whipped cream, all of a sudden you're adding a lot more whipped cream. You know, it's like those meals where you add a lot of ketchup to meals for some reason. We're adding a lot more whipped cream to this pecan pie, and we're all eating it, and nobody wants extras, and Irma wants to know if we want to take it with us, and absolutely we do. And we got home, and it went right into the dump. into the garbage. It was a hilarious laughing time about a great event that happened for us. But we did play Monopoly, and Dad, because he always works these deals that never work, lost again. And Irma's laughing, and we tried to make Irma win, and she didn't, and one of the children won. But that's what it was all about.
Right.
And we actually did that one, as I recall, the kids were really little, I'm trying to think, without Mom, just to give Mom a break back at home.
Mm.
And then the three of us, just the two children and me and I, we went out to eat afterwards. We went out and got a little snack and talked about it, just downloaded, and then decided to talk about what we're going to tell mom when we got home. It was an opportunity to minister to somebody else. It was opportunity to focus off of me, focus off of me, getting my family focused on somebody else and their needs during this break time. So yes, we're going to do chores, and yes, we're going to have a family project, and yes, we're going to have a family puzzle, and yes, this all sounds like it's overwhelming, but I'm a parent. I'm responsible to do that. You give me a project at work, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to have flow charts. I'm going to use Excel. It's all going to come together. Then why wouldn't I do that for the family? And why wouldn't I have consequences and enforce consequences? And why wouldn't I have a backup plan? And why wouldn't I go after it? I'm raising tomorrow's leaders. Part of that includes somebody who is a part of a family that's awesome, and a family that learns to get along, because when you don't, there's a consequence.
Right.
And a family that learns to do projects, and a family that learns to be family by doing chores, and a family that learns to go out there and be a blessing in the community, whether it's to a retired person, whether it's cookies to our pastor, whether it's cookies to the church office, whether whatever it is. What are you going to do tomorrow for somebody else? Have that meeting today to talk about it, maybe over lunch, maybe over dinner, and get ready for it.
And with younger kids too. I mean, maybe they can't help clean or do anything, but you can have them help make cookies and just go deliver it to someone and hang out there for 30 minutes. They might be bored in the house. I remember my mom taking us kids as real small kids to elderly persons' homes and us just being bored out of our minds. But I remember learning the layout of the house, and I can still remember most of the houses where we went and visited.
Wow, wow.
And just because I would be walking around bored, yeah. But then I always knew that when we walked out, well, mom said something good to the lady because now she's happy, you
yes.
know, or
yes.
whatever
yes.
is the case. But we did it together. And so sometimes even for young kids, hey, you've got a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old, they can't quite clean anything up or play any mind-boggling games, but they can just show up
yes.
and just be there for a little while.
And they could deliver something.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest can be carrying the cookies.
Right.
Or 1 year, our youngest carrying a stuffed animal to an elderly woman, which kind of shocked me that
that
was cool for her. She got it. And so we can all bring something. There are some families that could even sing, which would not be our family. But
oh, we sing.
Oh, wow.
We didn't like, but we sing.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
But showing up with something and just being a blessing in this person who lives all alone. Another thing that you can do is call. And if you know an elderly person well enough to say, do you need help taking down Christmas? I know you have a little tree, and do you need help? Is that something you need help? And we'll bring some hot cocoa, and my kids will come and help you take down Christmas. Do you need help taking down Christmas and getting the tree out of the way? We'll take it over to the recycle park where they take the trees.
Nice.
There's a lot of really cool things you can do with the kids where you're ministering to somebody else, and the kids can ask about. Sometimes some of these ornaments have a tremendous history. And yes, do the kids want to listen? No, but later on in life, they'll remember that that ornament is 50 years old. And
right.
you might want to say to the elderly person, help us know which ornaments are precious so they don't hit the ground.
Right, right.
But do you need help taking down Christmas rather than that tree sitting there till February and all the needles going off?
Mm.
And then as we take down Christmas and we get the tree out of the house, vacuuming for her, just getting the needles all off the floor. Can we do this for you? Can this be our ministry? And this can really become a cool tradition for an elderly person in your church
yeah.
where she actually gets to see children as we go the extra mile, not only our tree, but somebody else's tree an extra mm-hmm. mile. Hey, we've been talking today about using this week between Christmas and back to school to become a family that ministers to others, becoming a family that gets the focus off of us and the focus off of serving other people.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources available, or Dr. Bob Barnes, you can find that online at shfm.org, where you can also give a tax-deductible gift before the end of the year as well. That's shfm.org. If you want to hear this broadcast again, share it with a friend, or even read the corresponding blog. Sign up for that as you can continue to improve in your parenting skills in the new year. You can find that at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Friday edition of Parenting Today, talking about Christmas Vacation.
kids at home. Mom is going crazy. What do we do? And how can we use this time to unite our family?